But before we get to that part where we actually play together, it's probably worth a few words just to say about what happens when your mind, like, how could you, okay, it's all well and good to just play free, but how can you practice in that space when you're all blissed out? And that's kind of what the book is about. It's about acknowledging that there is a safe space that we don't think we can tap into, number one, and you just saw that you can on your instrument. But two, how can you practice within that space? I'm all blissed out. I'm just playing free. Like, how, you know, okay, now I got to learn this technical thing or this quote unquote difficult piece. How am I going to stay in that space? I can't really concentrate. Well, the point of it is, first of all, whenever you feel any anxiety, you have to be willing to take your hands off the instrument. So for the next 5 minutes, we're going to get to the group playing in a little while. But for the next few minutes, before you get to your instrument, pick something you want to work on that you've been working on or that you want to explore. Before you start playing, take like 60 seconds to go into quote unquote the space and feel the good feelings you felt 10 minutes ago when we did the thing. If it takes you more than a minute, go ahead. It doesn't matter. Then go into the space of trying to play. I shouldn't say try. You just play it. But the point is, whenever there's anxiety of any kind in yourself, in your body, or in your mind, take your hand off the instrument and start over again. Go back into the space, then do the thing. All right? Be very specific with your thing that you want to work on. And let's take 30 seconds. I'm going to do it too. Actually, I know what I'm going to work on, because it's the thing that's been giving me anxiety for the last 2 weeks. And I'll just see if I can do it. And you know what? I might not be able to play the whole thing. So I am going to go into a little more detail right now because we're on the topic. I might only be able to play the first 1% of the thing in order to stay in that space. And that's what effortless mastery is.